Why am I talking about RVs? Why am I? Because all it was this weekend, monitoring different outlets and news cycles, was how upset how upset people were getting at Joe Biden, Supreme Leader Biden, for not holding himself accountable to his promises. In fact, I have exclusive footage. Well, actually, it's not footage for you guys. Exclusive audio of meetings between Joe Biden and groups like Black Lives Matter and groups like unions and all these groups that were all in for Biden. This is exclusive audio of this conversation. You're not going to get it anywhere else but here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Take a listen to meetings between Joe Biden and all the activist groups.
Yes. Yes. This is a fertile land and we will thrive. We will rule over all this land and we will call it this land.
I think we should call it your grave.
Ah, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
Ah, ah, ah. Mine is an evil laugh. Now die! Ah,
that's pretty dramatic stuff there, folks. Pretty dramatic stuff, hearing Joe Biden turn on the activists who were all in the tank form. All in the tank form. All about it. By the way, I'm getting lit up in the chat room about my RV responses. Don't you get it wrong. I would buy that Winnebago with the Dale Earnhardt 3 on it. I would. That way I could blend in. But these people went nuts for Joe because the legacy media got them into a frenzy. Got them into a frenzy. And now, what are we seeing? We're seeing buyer's remorse. Yes, that was exclusive from James O'Keefe. that audio. But just something like Mike Church talked about it. Freezing the cost of insulin. Or the biggest one is the Keystone Pipeline, right? The biggest one is the Keystone Pipeline. And, you know, transgender women now going to get boxed out by people like me when I go into the WNBA. Maybe I'll go back and get a mass. You know, actually, Justin, this is what I need to do. I need to go back and get a second master's so I can play collegiate basketball. And absolutely smoke these fools on the court. Not men, mind you. I'm going to go be Rakita Barrett getting a master's in basket weaving. And I'm just going to smoke these fools.
I think you should stay the course and just take the WNBA. I think you could take them by force, you know. Walk on the court like Bill Murray in Space Jam.
Yeah, that's right. I should. Well, I don't know if Biden's executive order actually goes into the WNBA. But I don't think they can say no. I don't think the WNBA could say no to me.
Not in the Woke National Basketball Association. I think you'd be fine.
That is nice. The Woke National Basketball Association. That's pretty sweet. Our national North Korean correspondent, Jay Tapa, which we'll hear from on Friday, outlined all the great accomplishments of Joe Biden on Friday, and into the weekend, we heard all these things about the Keystone Pipeline. And people saying, well, Joe didn't say he was going to ban it. He literally friggin' told you in the third debate he was going to get rid of it. But Kamala Lalala, she said in a tweet that they wouldn't. And you're dumb enough to believe them? Any politician. That's what made Trump refreshing. Refreshing. Because at least during the campaign, he spoke like a normal person. What are we doing? And he's stupid voice. We got to get out of him. I will do it. I will get him out. And he tried. He was knocked down by bipartisan measures in Congress. But why are we sitting here now? In 200 years of being in the WNBA. That's fantastic. You can't sit here. But you know what, folks? Listeners of the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, there's no mean tweets. Because that was the thing that defined the Trump era and the never Trumpers like Little Ben Shapiro and National Review. Ugh, his tweets are just the worst. I can't believe this. I'm Ben Shapiro. I got 15 PhDs. I play the violin and my wife's a doctor. I cannot believe how bad these tweets are. I wouldn't tweet this. It's not very presidential. I don't like it. Now, 3 days into the Biden presidency. I'm sorry. The Biden installation of the Supreme Leader Biden.
I can't believe Biden would do all these things and kill all these jobs.
Ben, I know what he's doing. I was going to say shut up. I know what he's doing. He's just a grifter. He's just a charlatan. Because he's, I need your money. I need your money. I got billionaires, but I need more money.
Give me money, and I'll give you a mug.
It's all a game. That's what the Crusade Channel's trying to do. Yeah, we're going to actually talk about, in the next segment, I'm going to go through the AP. We'll go through the national topics of the day. We'll devote 30 minutes to it, because it still exists. But we're not going to sit here. We're not going to sit here for 3 hours and break down Trump's latest tweet and how if we break down the word sofa and rearrange them and put it into the Q generator, how it's going to be his latest 5D move. No, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about solutions. Where do we go forward from? Yeah, they're going to try to starve us out. We're going to get food on our own. They're going to try and take our power from us. We're going to get our own ways to get around it. Instead of sitting here and going, but Joe Biden said he wasn't going to do. You think that rambling old fool even knows what he's doing? Hey, Joe, sign this.
What am I signing?
Shut up and sign it.
Okay.
But no more mean tweets. No more mean tweets. That was the goal. We let this entire union, nation, whatever you want to call it, go to hell in a handbasket because President Trump, the last American president, tweeted mean things. No, and the mean tweets are over. Everything's terrible. But the mean tweets have ceased, at least from President Trump. The mean tweets from everybody else, because Twitter is nothing but a bar fight where everybody screams at each other. It still exists. And it's still a platform to make everybody angry, to make everybody hate each other, to divide. To do all this. And of course, finally, in case anybody is actually dumb enough to believe this, California is going to magically lift their stay-at-home order. What changed? What changed in the last... Oh, I get it. It's all politics. They destroyed your business. They ruined your economy. They shot suicides through the roof. They increased drug abuse among the population. Doesn't matter. The mean tweets are gone. The mean tweets have ceased. 900,000 people are out of work. No more mean tweets. China's doing bombing runs over Taiwan. No more mean tweets. The Middle East is about to implode because we're going to put more troops into it. No more mean tweets. I feel like Dave Chappelle when he was talking about the Fifth Amendment. Supreme Leader Biden, we have crime in D.C. is skyrocketing. Mean tweets. No more mean tweets. Because that's how dumb the population is. Except you.